We are close to Chanukah, Abba Aleinu Latova. So what we're going to do tonight is we're going to talk about the menorah and how we light the menorah, and what I think are 12 similarities or halachas that we have by hadlakas menorah and how we light the menorah related to, because we want it to be similar to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, after I came with my list of 12, I saw that Rav Asher Weiss has spoken about this already, and he has a list of 10. So I'm not saying that I'm too bad on Rav Asher Weiss. I happen to not think that two of them are a bit of a push. They're a bit different. But Baruch Shekivanti as well to what Rav Asher Weiss said. And we'll try to add some other things that perhaps he didn't speak about. So let's jump right into it. 12 similarities between the menorah for Chanukah and the Beis HaMikdash. The first thing is the rule of Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. We know that the Gemara in Shabbos Chav Beis HaMabez wonders whether Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, is it the lighting of the candle that makes the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah, or Hanacha Osa Mitzvah? Is it when you place the menorah in its location? That's why you try to make sure we follow Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. We want to make sure we light the menorah in the place where it's supposed to be, and not to light it and then to move it where you want it to be. Rashi says, why is this the case? HaMitzvah Shel Chanukah Tzuli B'Hadlaka Madlikin K'De'eshachan B'Menorah, as we find by the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's comparison number one, that the lighting itself does the mitzvah, just like in the Beis HaMikdash, not the placement of the menorah. Number two, the Ramah writes in Tafrei Sha'ayin Gimel, and he cites a chiddush of the Rishonim as to why olive oil is the preferable fuel for Neres Chanukah. The Mordechai, the Kolbo, the Maharil, all Gedolei Ashkenaz say it is a mitzvah min amuvchar. We've discussed this in the past. What type of oil is the best? It's a mitzvah min amuvchar to use olive oil. The Kolbo and the Raman, the Darkemosh, and the Lavush, and the Chayadim say the Chanukah light should be similar to the Nes of the Beis HaMikdash that took place with olive oil, and that's why it's a hitter to use Shemen Zayis for our menorah. Comparison number two. Number three. The Be'er Halacha writes in Tafrei Sha'ayin Gimel that he quotes the Tshuvas of the Mari Bruna in Siman Lamed Tes, and the Be'er Halacha says, "Dolei Yisalik Yado Ad Achar Habracha Ad Asher Yadlek Rov HaBasil V'Yotzei Min HaShemen." When you are lighting the candles of the menorah, when you get to the first candle, you get to any of the candles, you should not move on to the next candle until you know that the fire has caught onto the wick and it's Ola Yafa, that it's completely consumed. Not that it's a little bit on fire and eventually will grow, but it should be totally grown on its own on the wick before you leave that candle and go to the next one. The Chavos Yair writes in the Makor Chaim the same thing as well, that when you light Chanukah candles, you should not move on to the next one until it is Yadlik Rov HaPsil, until the wick is consumed by whatever fuel or fire you're using to light it from the Shamash. And he cites the halacha by Ner Shabbos. In the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Samech Dalad, the halacha is Hamadlik Tzarech Shiyadlik Rov Mashiyotzi Min Apsil Mahaner. The same thing as well. When you're lighting Shabbos candles, you shouldn't move on to the next candle until one has completely consumed the fire of that candle that you're lighting at that point. What's the reason for this halacha? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, you know, if it doesn't catch right away, so maybe it's gonna go out on its own, right? Sometimes you light a candle and you think it's gonna take and it doesn't take because it's not consumed enough and doesn't have the proper fuel. The Lavush says that someone who lights Ner Shabbos must make sure the flame takes to the wick so that the flame of the candle is going to be steady. And then he says, we find this when it comes to the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara in Shabbos Chaf Aleph Amud Beis says, which is cited by Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Baloscha. Rashi, as it says in Parshas Baloscha, Baloscha Saneros, you should make the candles rise up. Al Shem Shalahev Oleh, that the flame should rise up. Kasuv Badlakas on Lashon Aliyah, that it should be go up on its own. In the Beis HaMikdash, whoever's lighting the menorah has to make sure that while they're lighting that particular candle, it's completely caught, so that the fire stands on its own. And the Mishnah Berurah cites this Lavush in Hilchos Shabbos. Now, the question is whether this din of lighting and not moving away until the flame takes hold of the wick is ma'akev, is it integral for the mitzvah? You know, if the Kohen lights the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash and the flame doesn't take hold of the wick right away, does that mean that it would be ma'akev the lighting? So most poskim say no. The Ben Ish Chai writes in Parshas Noach that Yadliku Ner Shabbos, it has to be similar to the Ner of the Beis HaMikdash, V'tzarech Lezar, Gam Ezeb Ner Schanek, and Ner Schanek as well. You have to make sure that you don't move on to the next candle until it's lit in the same fashion of the Beis HaMikdash. So that is comparison number three, that it should be Ola Mahala, that the flame should be able to stand on its own and completely consumed on the wick before you go on to the next candle. Number four, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Tafrei Shayin Gimel, in Choshen lePesilas laHachlifa Matshutichla, you don't have to change wicks. Now, again, what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about is not our, you know, very cheap floating wicks. We're talking about people who have very thick, nice cotton wicks. You can reuse them every single night if you want to, according to the Shulchan Aruch. Nevertheless, the Rama writes in the Darkei Moshe, he cites the Avud Ram, who says that you should switch the wicks every single night. Why would I want to switch the wicks every single night if I have a completely good wick from the night before? So the Meiri in Shabbos Chaf Aleph says, Chiddush HaPsilos B'chol Laila, Ein Min HaDin. You don't have to switch the wicks every single night. Ela Derech Hidr, it is a way of beautification of the mitzvah. V'Demiyon Neros Shal Mikdash. Because it's just like the Neros of the Beis HaMikdash, where they would switch the wicks every single day. And the Mishnah Berurah supports the Shulchan Aruch and says, She'ein b'zeh b'zayon, it's not a b'zayon. Adar Rabbah, heim noch adalak yosef. The Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, I know that we have the thing about the Beis HaMikdash, but really, you have nicer wicks if they get broken in and they're used multiple times. This is the sheet of the Aruch HaShulchan as well. But that would be comparison number five, according to those who say to switch the wicks every single night, similar to the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara in Shabbos Chaf Aleph Amud Beis says that you cannot use the lights of the Ner Chanukah, right? As we say in the Heros Halalu, Ein Lanu Rishus, Lehishtamesh Behem Elo Rosam Bilvah, you cannot get any benefit from Hadlakas Ner Chanukah. The Mishnah Berurah cites two reasons. The first reason, which is not our discussion for tonight, is the Rashba, that it could be, it has to be nicker, it has to be obvious to everybody that this is only for a mitzvah, and it's part of their Persumanisa. Part of the aspects of Persumanisa is that these candles are only for the miracle, to publicize the miracle, nothing else. However, the Ran and the Baal Meor say that the reason is Dumiya de Mikdash. The Neiros Chanukah have to be like the Beis HaMikdash. The menorah was in the Heichal, was in the hall of the Beis HaMikdash, and it wasn't used by people. Nobody was sitting there reading a magazine by the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. The entire hadlaka, the entire purpose of lighting the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash was to give kavod, not to give light. And Yahavas Yonasan, Rav Yonasan Ayavishit says that the light of the menorah is that the Kohanim don't benefit from the spiritual light of the Shechin in the Beis HaMikdash. So Rav Yaakov Emden writes in the Shelas Yaivitz, how is it that the Mishnah in Sukkah says that the lights of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva were so bright that the women of Yerushalayim could sort grains of wheat from the light? Doesn't it indicate that you can use the light of Hekdesh, so something that's holding the Beis HaMikdash? So the Achronim explain that they could have used a light, but they didn't. The Minchas Yitzchak cites the Medrash Tanchuma and Parshas Hatzava that seems to say that the people of Yerushalayim were allowed to benefit from the light of Menorah. The Beis HaLevi has a nafkamin over here. The nafkamin is going to be whether using the light is usur, only for the household, for Pesum and Isur, or anyone who sees the light would be like the menorah. So that's comparison number five. The reason why Ein Lanu Rishus Lishtamesh Bahem El Rosam Bilvan is because, similar to the lights of the Beis HaMikdash. Number six, lighting in shul. The Shulchan Aruch in Tafrei Shayin Aleph says that we light the menorah in shul on the right side of the shul, which is the south side of the shul. V'beis HaKnesses Menichu B'Kosel Darom, says Shulchan Aruch, we put it on the southern wall. We don't find Hadlakas Neros in Shul in the Gemara. So we can't look in the Gemara. Some Rishonim argue that it's for those people who didn't have homes to go to. That's why we light in Shul. Others people say it's for Amaratzim, who don't know how to make their own bracha themselves. They hear the bracha in Shul. So at least they'll make the brachas, hear the brachas in that location. But many, many Rishonim say the reason we light in Shul is to be Dumiya de Mikdash, to mimic the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah Berurah says, based on the Kolbo, that the menorah sat on the south side of the Beis HaMikdash, we put it on the south side of the shul, and for this reason, the menorah is also arranged east to west, as it was done in the Beis HaMikdash as well, that even though it sits on the south side, the menorah sits in this fashion east to west. So the lighting and the location of the menorah is comparison number six to the Beis HaMikdash. The Shulchan Aruch then says, based on that Kolbo, that we light the menorah in the morning in shul. Many explain it's because they lit the menorah in the Mikdash in the morning. That's what the commentaries say. Now, the Rambam says they lit the menorah in the Mikdash in the morning and the night, like we do in Shul as well. The Rashba says they only did it in the evening. The reasoning is repeated in Lulushay Mordechai, the Binyan Shlomo. Many of the poskim say this as well, that this reason number 7, or comparison number 7 to the base of Mikdash, is the timing of lighting the menorah in the morning in Shul, even though it's not the evening. Number 8, the Mishnah Berurah in Tafrei Shayin Tes says, V'kasvu achronim, the achronim write, D'nachal nechatchila, it is proper, she's palal mincha tchila, to daven mincha first, and then light candles, Erev Shabbos, Erev Chanukah, v'achar kach yadlik. This is very, very important. That's why, Be'ezras Hashem, not this Shabbos, but next Shabbos, we will have an early mincha in Shul, probably around 3 o'clock, so that people can go and daven mincha before lighting Chanukah candles. That would be the ideal thing to do. You should really, really, really make all the efforts, if possible, to daven mincha before and not after Hadlakas Neros, Chanukah. So, why is that? So the Chida writes in the Birkei Yosef, in Tafrei Shayin Tes, in the name of the Ma'arash Abu Av, that you should daven mincha before lighting menorah and Erev Shabbos. The reason is that mincha is keneged, the Tamid Shalbein Harbayim, the afternoon daily offering in the Beis HaMikdash, and the menorah was lit in the Beis HaMikdash after the bringing of the Tamid in the afternoon. And that's why we want to mimic that and make sure we have mincha, which is in place of the mincha offering, the afternoon offering in the Beis HaMikdash, which comes before the menorah in our homes and also in the Beis HaMikdash. The Prima Gadim says that if you light the menorah before mincha, then it would be a tarte disaster. It would be a contradiction because the timing would be off, especially since you're going to say that we're already leading towards the next day, which is really an evening mitzvah for Chanukah candles, and now I'm doing something which is an afternoon activity by davening mincha after candlelighting. The Ben Ishchai says it's a minag burim. He says it's a minag of fools, he says in Parshas Vayetzeh, to light the menorah and then daven mincha. So that is number 8. Number 9. The Seder Hayom writes in Hilchos Chanukah that the menorah should be between 10 and 18 tvachim. Why is that the ideal sweet spot for the menorah? Because the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash was 18 tvachim tall. So the Elia Rabba wonders about this because the Gemara in Shabbos says they should be at 10 tvachim. We know that ideally we put the menorah at 10 tvachim. Nevertheless, the Makor Chaim cites the Seder Hayom l'halacha. So Rav Asher Weiss pointed out that the source of 10 tefachim is for what reason? To distinguish Ner Chanukah from other lights. Because 10 tefachim is not very tall. You would never put a lamp in your house that was at 10 tefachim. That would be, you know, slightly below the waist. That's an awkward place to put a lamp. The whole purpose of lighting at 10 tefachim is to show it's for a mitzvah and for nothing else. If it's too low, it's too low to be confused for normal illumination used in the house. But says Rav Asher Weiss, nowadays we have electricity. It's obvious to every single person who comes into our home that the menorah is for the mitzvah. It's not because we need it in order to give light off so we can eat by, you know, we can have it at the dinner. It's not for personal use. What else would you possibly have an eight or nine branch candelabra lit in your home for on a weeknight? It's a weird thing to have. Obvious for the mitzvah. And therefore he suggests maybe there's no inyan at all to have it at 10 tefachim. But nevertheless, he says, the Shulchan Aruch says it's 10 tefachim, that's what we should try to do. But again, the height of having it no higher than 18 tefachim is a comparison to the height of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. That was number 9. Number 10. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tafrei Shayin Beis says that the Neros Chanukah should be at least a half hour long of burning. After a half hour, the candles can be blown out technically. That's important to know if a person needs to leave the house and they don't want to leave the menorah burning, it wouldn't be safe. Certainly you should blow out the candles after a half hour. So Rav Yaakov Emden has Chuvas in the Shel Sayyid's Chelek Aleph that we quoted from before in Siman Dalet, and he says that there is in fact a mitzvah min ha-muvchar, an extra special mitzvah, to have the candles of your Chanukah menorah burn all the way through the night to the morning. The reason, he says, is Dumiya de Mikdash. It should be similar to the Beis HaMikdash because the candles of the Beis HaMikdash burn all through the night until early the next morning. This is a tremendous chiddush, although the opinion of the Achronim is that there is a hiddur of Pirsum and Issa for the candles to burn longer than a half hour, and that is certainly what we do. We do burn our candles longer than a half hour as long as people are around, but here this is a big chiddush, but again, a tenth comparison to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, I want to add, those are things that Rav Asher Weiss also said. I want to add two things that I did not see him say. The first is a regarding electric menorahs. It is the overwhelming consensus of the poskim that one cannot use an electric menorah for mitzvahs ner Chanukah. The simple reason is because it's not a ner, it's not a candle, it's not a flame. This is the sheet of the Beis Yitzchak, Ritzak Shmelka, Sinner Deya, Lufushi Mordechai, the Marshag, the Har Tzvi, many, all the poskim say you cannot use electric menorah for the mitzvah of Chanukah. Rav Henkin has a letter that's printed in the Ages, the Yisrael of Schaf, and again in the Gerus Eliyahu, Nor HaChaim, Simon Tzadi Ches, about electrical menorahs, and he says, why isn't that allowed? Because it's not Dumya Demigdash, because in the Beis HaMikdash they didn't have electric menorahs, and therefore not Yodzei the Mitzvah. Okay, they also didn't have electric cars in the Beis HaMikdash, but nevertheless, that's a comparison that Rav Henkin wanted to make, that it's not kosher because they didn't have such a thing in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, and it would not last. The last comparison that we want to draw between the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash and the Chanukah menorah is having the menorah itself. The Maharal writes in his Ner Mitzvah on Chanukah that in order to be Yotzei Ner Chanukah, you have to use oil and you have to have a kli. You have to use oil and you have to have a kli. Now, he explains there are two types of neros in Halacha. One is a Ner, is a cup that's filled with fuel, oil, whatever you have, paraffin, and it's drawn up to the flame with the wick. The wick, like a straw, sucks up the oil from the bottom, and it goes up through the bottom of the wick to the top, and it burns it from the bottom up. That is the definition of a ner. However, a candle that burns down as the wick consumes the fuel is not a ner. That's an avuka. Meaning if I have a candle over here, and it's burning the fuel from the top down like this, as opposed to drawing fuel up from the bottom. So he says that is not a ner, that's an avuka in halacha. That's something else. And therefore, you're not yotzi with wax candles, according to the Maharal. You need a ner Chanukah, so it should be dumya demigdash, says the Maharal. Okay, so the minhag is not necessarily like that. We do use wax candles, based simply on the Elia Rabba. The Elia Rabba, who's also Rav in Prague, he cites the Maharal, and he argues, he says, what are you talking about? How can you say that a candle with wax that consumes from the top is considered an avuka? By Bedikas Chametz, again, now I generally advocate for the use of flashlights because they do a better job and they're safer, but if those who still use a candle, what are you using? You're using the same type of Hanukkah candles as well. And we know that the halacha in the Gemara in the beginning of Sachem is that you can't use an avuka. You can't use something that's an avuka for bedikas chametz because the flame is too big and it's not pinpointed enough to see behind cracks under things that might be dark. So, says the Elia Rabba, how is it the Maharal says that a wax candle is an avuka and therefore it's not good for Chanukah candles when we're all using wax candles for Pesach, for Bedikas Chametz, and the Gemara says you can't use an avuka? So the Gemara is clear. We wouldn't use such a thing that had the status of an avuka. And the minhag of Jews, says the Elia Rabba, is to use wax candles. So the Birkei Yosef in Tafrei Shayin Gimel says that whoever says to not use wax candles must not have learned it properly. It's a bit of a shot at the Maharal. The Aruch HaShulchan also says that he saw someone compare wax candles to an avuka. He doesn't understand how you can compare wax candles to an avuka. It doesn't make any sense. And he leaves the matter as a tzarech ian. The Birkei Yosef then says, and he cites the Sefer Admas Kodesh, who cites the Chesed LaAvram, who said that you cannot use eggshells for Ner Chanukah. You can't take a halved eggshell, put oil in it, and then put a wick in it and light that. Why? Because you need to have a shein kli. You need to have a kli, a vessel for Neros Chanukah, and an eggshell does not have a status of a kli in halacha. The Sharei Tshuva cites this Birkei Yosef, and the Marsham in the Das Torah says that the psak is like the Birkei Yosef. Whatever you put in has to have a shein kli, has to have a halachic status of a kli. And the son of the Ravid, Rav Yitzchak Saginor, is a fascinating individual. He's one of the earliest Mekubalim, which we have their writings of Kabbalah, their manuscripts still available to us. He was blind. That's how he was called, Rav Yitzchak Saginor. And he says, he wrote a long essay, a long piece about Neros Chanukah. People were not fulfilling the mitzvah properly. So he wrote a whole explanation about the importance of kavanos and different halachas relating to Neros Chanukah. So Rav Yitzchak Saginor, Ben HaRavid, writes that you must put Ner Chanukah in a kli. It cannot be in something that doesn't have a shein kli in halacha. Because we learn Neros Chanukah from Neros Beis HaMikdash, where there was a kli in the form of menorah, and the halach is that Neros Chanukah has to be Dumya de Mikdash, like the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore something that's not a kli would not be appropriate for Neros Chanukah. So these are 12 comparisons. Halachos that we have for Chanukah, learns out from the Beis HaMikdash. Let's just review again from the top, just in order to make sure we have everything down. The 12 comparisons are the rule of hadlaka osa mitzvah, the lighting makes the mitzvah, the fact that people use oil as opposed to other things, the idea that the flame has to be lit in such a way that it's able to stand on its own before going on to the next candle, the idea of not of switching the wicks as a similar to the Beis HaMikdash every single night, not using the candles, not to use the candles for personal use. The second one is, the sixth one is lighting the way in which we light in the shul, the position in the shul. The seventh one is lighting in the shul in the morning. The eighth is that make sure we daven mincha before lakas neros on Erev Shabbos. The nine is the height of the menorah, how far it should or should not be. Should or should not go off the ground. The tenth is making sure that it burns for a half hour. But the chomer of Yaakov Emden, the hitter, to let it burn all the way through the night like the Beis HaMikdash. The 11th is Rav Henkin telling us a reason not to use electric menorahs. And 12 is to make sure that it has a kli, just like it had in the Beis HaMikdash, the Chiddush of the Maharal and the Birkei Yosef. Okay, we will stop here, and we will continue Be'ezras Hashem over Shabbos with more Chanukah material.